Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio. Jim and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but caution, you may gain weight just by listening.
That doing a little soft shoe across the studio.
I that's what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
Okay.
Quit your day job.
And this segment is It's Miller Time. 'Twas the week before Christmas, and all the presents were wrapped. The cookies were baked, and the tension within our family was running rampant.
Really?
Yeah.
You think? It's holidays.
As they say in the movie Christmas Vacation, it's the holidays and we're all in misery.
And we were.
Since we had the time and Nancy needed a beer desperately, we put ourselves in harm's way and ventured out near Woodfield Mall.
And that is taking your life in your own hands at Christmas time.
Yeah, week before Christmas, no way.
It's a zoo.
Yeah. But we went to review the newest restaurant in Schaumburg called Miller's Ale House.
If you've got the time.
That's what they say, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you're in need of an adult beverage like Nancy definitely was, this is the place for you. They have two bars, no waiting.
I couldn't believe when I saw two bars in a restaurant.
I've
never been to a restaurant that had two bars.
There also are a lot of booths and a few high top tables scattered around this huge establishment with a ton of TVs all around.
They have an extensive mouth-watering menu and they offer...
My mouth's watering.
That's mouth-watering? Okie dokie.
Best I got.
And they offer more craft beers than you can shake a stick at. After perusing the menu from cover to cover, we decided we needed a dessert more than an appetizer. More on this later, though. OMG.
Wait. OMG? What are you, 12 years old?
Thank you. Mutual, I'm sure, okay. Since, my love, you act 12 years old.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. I think Jim is trying to give me a heart attack. He actually said he wanted that leafy green stuff that I always eat.
What is that called?
It's a salad.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
He may be finally coming over to the healthy side. When he ordered the side salad, $2.49, my jaw dropped. When the shock was over, I also ordered a side salad for myself. The waiter brought over two huge bowls of salad, complete with cabbage, onions, croutons, and shredded cheese. I questioned our waiter because I couldn't believe a side salad for that price could be this huge. There was no mistake. And the next time we go there, we split one because it was so big.
You know, we were expecting that usual little saucer that they give you with a few pieces of lettuce and some onions and maybe a little cherry tomato if you're lucky on it. This thing was actually huge.
I was pretty full after that. I was stuffed after that salad, to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest. I was stuffed.
Me too, but I somehow managed to forge on.
Well, we had to. We ordered our entree right after, you know, we ordered our salads. So then when the salads came and we saw how big they were, it's like, oh my God, and we got to eat lunch yet?
Again, Sheldon, sarcasm.
Okay.
Nancy needed her garlic fix.
Of course.
Yeah, that's so unusual.
I always do.
Yeah. She spotted the Zinger's Mountain Melt, $11.99, and had to have it. These are fresh, handmade chicken tenders, not the little dino nuggets. You know,
like our grandson needs?
Yeah. And they were piled over fries with Monterey Jack, cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon, and green onions. A mild garlic parmesan sauce was poured over the entire mountain.
Mmm.
You'll be all right.
I'm doing what you do.
Your mouth's watering.
My mouth's watering. No, my mouth's watering is going.
Oh, that's a better mouth watering.
Of course it is.
When the menu stated a mountain, they weren't kidding. What arrived was a huge platter of loaded fries topped with 6 chicken tenders. And these were good-sized pieces of chicken.
They were.
This could easily feed 2 people, but more on that later also.
Jim's venture into the healthy world proved to be short-lived. I knew it. I knew it.
I mean, I'm only human. You know, there's only so much I can do.
He ordered the build-your-own burger for $9.79. This was a half pound of ground sirloin served on a brioche bun with all the trimmings, plus his choice of 3 toppings from the 17 that were available. I thought he wanted all 17, and I'm looking at him. There is a limit to the amount of money we're going to spend on a burger, my love.
Yeah, I probably would have wound up with about a $40 burger.
Exactly.
But I tried to pick the 3 healthiest ones that I could.
Oh, and you did a good job. He chose the onion tanglers, which are like breaded little strings of onion and deep fried, applewood smoked bacon, and American cheese. It just went straight to the heart to clog it up.
Ah, it was so good.
His burger was served with fries. As hamburgers go, it was tasty, and it actually looked like it contained a half pound of meat. Yeah. It was pretty big.
You know, a lot of places they say, oh, this is a, you know, 12-ounce burger, and they give you like this little White Castle size bite. Say, oh, hey, well, it's fried down. You know, this was actually good.
Mm-hmm.
Because we gave up our appetizer and we're eating light today. Why? I had a salad.
Me too.
All right.
That was a meal in itself.
Well, let's not go crazy now.
If I go there after bowling with the girls for lunch, I'm just going to order a side salad. That's lunch for me.
Good for you.
It's huge.
You're a better person than I am.
Go ahead.
You know, I would have a salad if I could have, like, cheese sauce on top of it or something and bacon.
Oh,
that would be
God.
A good salad to me. You know, wouldn't it?
No, no, not cheese sauce.
Put cheese sauce on anything.
No.
And not the real cheese.
No.
It's got to be the cheese sauce that you get, like, when you order a some nachos at, like, like sporting event. You order the nachos, you got to get that cheese.
I never
found that cheese sauce. I digress.
I did. Remember, I bought that big, huge can.
Oh,
and
yeah.
After we opened it, what we're looking at, like, what are we going to do with this humongous can?
Yeah, it was like a 55-gallon drum you bought at Sam's,
And then I said, well, we'll just leave it in the fridge. We'll put them in containers. The next week, we opened up to make nachos, all green and fuzzy by then.
It was a pretty shade of green, though. Little turquoise, little blue and green. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, we saved money there.
I digress. Where was I?
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay. We decided to share the Captain Jack's buried treasure for $5.95 for dessert.
Oh, yeah. It sounded good.
Well, we have no idea where the name came from because there was no other pirate reference at all in the restaurant. But, you know, I always wanted to be a pirate.
And so you got to be one. Well, you got to eat one, the buried treasure. That was good. Keep going.
I want to go to a
My mouth's watering now, man.
I want to go see a pirate movie. But it's rated R. I got more if you want to hear them.
No.
Okay.
And you complain about my puns and jokes?
R.
Okay, go ahead.
This was Captain Jack's buried treasure. Was homemade ice cream cake with Oreo cookie crust, caramel, chocolate fudge, and heath bar crunch. It came in a bowl lined on the bottom and sides with hot fudge.
And not thin. I mean, it was thick with hot fudge.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. Well, go ahead.
Nancy normally doesn't eat dessert. No, here we go again with this. I don't eat dessert. And you don't like fudge.
I don't like fudge.
So I don't understand this. I mean, you dove into that like you were walking a plank and just dove into it. I don't understand.
I know. But it wasn't fudge. It was good. It was really good.
It actually was very good. It was decadent and not as sweet as you would imagine.
No, it wasn't an icky sweet. That's why I like it. Fudge is too sugary, gritty, and your teeth, like when you, it just, I don't like fudge, but I did like this.
It has too much sugar in it.
Okay, are we going to hear this all the rest of the review?
I think I'm done.
Okay, thank
Unless
you.
Unless I can think of some more.
Okay. This place is a keeper in our book. You can get a ton of food at reasonable prices. Why wouldn't you go there then, you know?
Exactly.
They also offer weekday lunch specials. So I have to go back.
And for FYI, this restaurant is handicap accessible.
And the price to ease our holiday misery was $49.25. Arr. So, my love, what was your take on this restaurant?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. My burger was very good.
It was so glad.
As far as burgers go, it was good. But Nancy clearly won with her zingers.
We got to grow up.
Nah, never. And I get the leftovers for lunch. Yay!
Aren't you glad that I don't eat much?
Yes, that works out really well for me.
It does, because you can eat lunches for a couple of days after the weekend and not have to have a crummy sandwich at work.
That's my goal, to have enough leftovers on the weekend so I can just go all week long, you know, and not have a sandwich.
You'll never get that far.
I'm working on it. What's your take, Toots?
Well, if you order my entree, make sure to ask for extra crispy French fries, like I always do with my fries because I love them extra crispy to begin with, because they hold up better under all that goop that they put on.
That's your professional term?
Yeah, goop? They don't get soggy or anything. They really held up nicely, and I loved that salad.
And everyone knows goop is good.
Goop is good.
Mm-hmm. Give them the particulars, Poopsie.
It's Miller's Ale House. 1300 North Meacham Road, Schaumburg, 60173. Phone number is 847-598-1090. The website is www.millersalehouse.com. The directions, you take 47 South to I-90 East to Roselle Road, South to Golf Road, East to Meacham Road, North to the restaurant. Estimated travel time, 31 minutes.
Except if it's around Christmas time, it will take you 4 hours.
No, it didn't take us that long. It took us quick. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRU-LP. We put you in WHRU. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
You know, I got a funny feeling we did.
Me too.
Because that's what it says here on the script. But let me check.
You got mail.
And how many people remember what that is?
I do.
Well, we're old.
I always used AOL.
Anyway, we got a letter from Jeff again, and he's telling us about Taco Betty's in Rockford.
We got about four restaurants from him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's again and again, because we're not going to give all four of them in one shot, because we don't get many letters.
Shh, he gave away our secret. In other words, if you recommend like two or three restaurants, it'll be like two or three letters.
Exactly.
And if we don't get any letters, we'll probably just make stuff up.
From Uncle Mustafa.
Did you hear, speaking of Uncle Mustafa, the Nigerian uncle that left you $1 billion, they actually found one of the Uncle Mustafas?
Uh-huh.
He was a 67-year-old man in Louisiana.
Can you believe that?
He was part of the whole ring.
In our own United States, they aren't from out of the country.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah. Dear old Uncle Mustafa.
Oh, well.
He got his butt caught.
But anyway, write us, please. Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Knock it off! You do not have to strain yourself to keep fit. I maintain my dynamite figure with a daily aerobic workout. Now, you go to your refrigerator and get your exercise equipment and get ready to snacksercise.
The world is yours to take, snacksercise. And life's a piece of cake, get in the mood, get the right kind of food and snacksercise.
Well, here in our studio today is our own professional dieter, Nancy, with a dieting segment for the new year, because everyone's on a diet after the first of the year.
Of course.
But by the time this show airs on the 15th, it'll probably be over.
Mine was over on January 1st, okay. About 2 hours after we started the day off.
Okay. But since she hates exercising, dieting is her way to go.
Exactly, because it's only a two-hour diet.
Right. But these are the world's worst diets. So do not try these at home.
No.
Seriously.
You don't try them.
Don't want to do this.
No. The first one is the werewolf diet, also called the lunar diet. This one is simply fasting according to the lunar calendar. Its quick fix version involves a day of fasting, allowing only water and juice during a full moon or a new moon.
Well, that seems totally reasonable.
Yeah. And supposedly losing up to 6 pounds in water weight in a single day. The extended version starts with that day-long fast and continues with specific eating plans for each phase of the moon.
Oh, good.
While you lose some weight from that eating, it has nothing to do with the moon, but it will come right back on you.
And people actually try this? It makes no sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Unless you're a werewolf.
Ow!
You're a werewolf?
Yeah. Can't you see the hair starting to pop out on my face?
Oh, that's what that little mustache is. Go ahead, dear.
The cookie diet.
Oh, I like this diet.
This diet is my kind of diet.
This sounds good already.
The Hollywood cookie diet.
Oh, figures.
And the Smart for Life cookie diet all promise that eating cookies will help you drop pounds.
Of course they will.
Of course. You don't get to chow down on chocolate chip cookies, though.
Oh.
You eat about 500 to 600 calories a day from high protein and high fiber weight loss cookies.
Oh.
One cookie company even makes the cookies from egg and milk protein for breakfast, lunch, and any snacks. And then you eat a normal dinner for a total of 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day. If you stick to the diet, you will likely lose some weight, but by depriving yourself all day, you set yourself up for binging at dinner time.
Well, yeah, but what you're eating is not really a cookie. You know, it's those make-believe healthy cookies.
I know.
Yeah, that's no good. But got me all excited for
nothing. Oh, I know. It's not my chocolate chippers.
Okay.
Or my oatmeal raisin nut.
Ooh.
Now we have the 5-bite diet.
Oh.
Eat whatever you want, but only 5 bites of it. On this diet, developed by an obesity doctor.
An obesity doctor.
Mm-hmm.
There is such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course there is.
You skip breakfast and eat only 5 bites of food for lunch and 5 more for dinner. I'm okay with the idea of eating whatever you want in smaller portions, but you need to round out the rest of your eating with nutrient-dense foods to give your body the fuel it needs, the doctor says. On this diet, even if you take giant bites of heavily caloric food, you're still barely consuming 900 to 1,000 calories a day.
Evidently, he hasn't seen my bite.
If I'm on a diet and I get 5 bites... Oh, this mouth can open up. Teaspoon? No. Tablespoon? No.
No.
Serving spoon? Yeah. Ice cream? Yeah.
There could be a flaw in that diet. You know, they don't know us very well.
Okay, now we got the cabbage soup diet.
Oh,
yum.
Well, of course you're going to. Oh, come on, boy.
The grandmother of all fad diets. The bulk of this plan is fat-free cabbage soup, eaten 2 to 3 times a day for a week, along with other low-calorie foods such as bananas and skim milk.
Cabbage soup? I could barely eat that for one. Of course you're going to lose weight. You're not going to want to eat.
Exactly.
Oh.
In the short term, it does yield weight loss. It works because you are eating a low-calorie diet full of fiber and water to help aid in fullness, but it's just a quick fixed diet. It can also promote bloating and gas.
Oh, this sounds so you'll really
need,
good.
You'll need gas X probably while you're on this diet from all the cabbage, and it's lacking in protein, which is needed to preserve lean body mass.
That's really, really disgusting.
It is.
That's really.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I wouldn't do that one. I'd go with the five bite. So far, yeah. That's the best.
That's a good one.
I thought the cookie one would have been, but the five bite would be better.
You know, I had high hopes for the cookie diet, but then they kind of dashed them.
Yeah,
but this one really sounds cabbage
awful.
Soup.
Awful. Disgusting.
I mean, just cooking cabbage soup in your house. Ooh, not to mention the after effects.
Ooh. So now we have the Sleeping Beauty diet.
Oh, I could do this.
If you're asleep, you're not eating.
That's very true.
Exactly.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm going to sleep in from now on.
This is brilliant.
Rumored to have been followed by Elvis Presley.
Wait. Did anyone see how much weight Elvis Presley gained?
That was maybe in his skinny days. I don't know.
I mean, he was huge.
I know.
He's not really a good...
Pick on him. I love Elvis Presley.
But he's not a good spokesperson for a diet. He was a bloated, huge guy.
He's not the spokesperson. It's the Sleeping Beauty diet.
Well, if he followed it, evidently it doesn't work because he was a bloated mess in a white jumpsuit.
That's horrible to say.
What's the truth?
You're not nice. You're evil.
Okay, we'll go on with this diet.
This diet takes that simple fact to the extreme, encouraging people to use sedatives to stay asleep for days on end.
Oh, that can't be bad for you.
Of course not. But sleeping the days away not only starves the body and causes muscle deterioration from a lack of movement, but actually risks death. Every time you go under, there's a risk.
Seriously? You take drugs to sleep for days? Mm-hmm.
Sure, you might wake up 2 pounds lighter, but you might not wake up at all. So why even try this?
Well, that could be a little downsize to that.
Mm-hmm. The tapeworm diet.
Sounds even better.
This is my last diet.
Oh.
You don't need a doctor to tell you that ingesting a tapeworm is a bad idea.
Duh.
But apparently some people do. The weight loss tactic has been around for decades, preying on especially desperate dieters. Oh, God, I'm a desperate dieter, but I would never do this.
No, there's a limit.
Here's how it goes. Ingest tapeworm eggs. Let the tapeworm eat the food you consume once it gets in your intestines. And then, when you lose enough weight, get a doctor to prescribe you an anti-worm medication.
Oh.
But some tapeworm eggs can migrate to various parts of your body or cause other potentially life-threatening problem. So what is the upside to that? There's nothing really good about this diet then.
Well, yes, there is, because you know what they say. This guy goes into a restaurant and orders 2 pieces of burnt toast and a rotten egg. And the waitress says, why would you want 2 pieces of toast and a rotten egg? I got a tapeworm and I don't want to feed him good. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww. Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
I'm hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
mine.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my father
hurry?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
roar. It's a really ad. better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
I'll put some records on while I
pour. The neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat.
Oh,
your
thank
hair
you.
Looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I move in
at
closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside. You're very pushy, you know.
I like to think of it as opportunistic.
Simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I feel when I touch your
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be a talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty in play.
If you got pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that hold up.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold. Okay, fine. Just another drink then.
Well, that took a lot of convincing.